Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Everything you need is in the room. Your healing, your anointing, your breakthrough. Here's Shayna Wilson Williams with It's in the Room.
All fear is gone. Victory. He's in the room. Whatever you need, He's in the room.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. There are gospel artists and there are people who are anointed of the Lord in such a way that when you hear them minister, you stop what you're doing. As we use in the scriptures every now and then, my attention was arrested and all that stuff that we used in preaching it. But this young lady does all that and then some. I'm talking about Sheena Wilson Williams. And Sheena, welcome to Real Gospel. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Sheena or Shanna?
Sheena.
Okay, I'm just double checking.
Yeah.
And so welcome to Real Gospel. And your song is just one of those songs, like I said, that immediately grabs my attention whenever I hear it. It's something about the way you minister. Wow. It's the anointing of the Lord. And so I said, I've got to talk to this young lady and find out, you know, what's her story. So for those individuals who just found Christ yesterday, that just gave their hearts unto the Lord, and to those who just heard your song and said, who is that young lady? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how you grew up, are you a church baby, all that stuff. And then walk us to where we are right now.
Well, I'm an honor to be on your show this morning, but I'm a PK kid, so I've been, you know, in church my entire life, and I honestly cannot remember a day where I've missed church besides, like, maybe being sick. So I've definitely been groomed in knowing God, having my relationship with Him. But it wasn't until about maybe 11 years ago where I was just a choir girl. I loved doing choir music. You know, I actually started doing opera in high school. And one Sunday, our worship leader couldn't lead worship in our church. My father said, well, I need you to lead worship. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not singing a solo. I'm not doing it. And he was like, I see it. You can do it. You can do it. So I said, okay, I'll do it. Because, of course, my dad, I wanted to be obedient. But, of course, fear tried to grip me. You know, everybody's going to be looking at you. You're singled out. You have to lead these people. You have to kind of, you know, testify. There's a lot you have to do in leading worship. You can't just stand up there. And so I'm like, okay, God, I give this over to you. I'm maybe in my early 20s. I'm not going to tell my age right now. I'm not going to do it. But I started leading, and I loved it. I loved the way people responded to what God had to say. And my father loved it, and the people came up to me after service. And so from that moment on, I continued doing it, and I started writing my own music. And from that, I wrote my single, Pressing Your Presence, for my first record that I ever did, The Nations Are Waiting. And it's just been, you know, from there, God has blessed me, and His hand has been on me to write music that people can relate to, that people can see God in a different view. And I'm just so honored to have this platform to be able to tell people that whatever you need is in the room. God has allowed me to write this new single, It's in the Room. And I'm so blessed by the responses that people have been telling me all over the world, that they have been decreeing that it's in the room. And so that's just in a nutshell who Sheena Wilson Williams is. I'm a PK. I love God. I have two children, an amazing husband. We've been married for 4 years now. And so God has just been blessing me.
Amen. So what city are you in? What city are you in?
I call it Cold Detroit.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Motor City, Detroit.
Yes.
Preachers of Detroit City. I was talking about you all the Preachers of Detroit the other day. You ever watch that show? Okay, yeah.
Well, I have.
I was at lunch with a friend of mine. He's a pastor in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we're talking about, he's an activist, my friend. And we're talking about the pastor from Detroit that's on that show who's an activist. But anyway, that's a story for another time. But yeah. And also, my good friend, Kia Sheard. Is there? Isn't she in Detroit?
Yeah. She's here too. The Clark sisters.
Yeah.
Ryan is.
Yeah.
We have a lot of greats that live here.
Yeah. And you. Yes.
Well, if you want to have me on the list, I'll take
you. You are on that list. I'm just telling you.
Thank you.
It's in the room. Come on, somebody.
Yes, it is.
So that song is in the room. Like I said, you hit the nail right on the head, because when I heard the song, I immediately stopped and said, oh, okay. And then when I read the title, I was like, okay. You know, sometimes you know, like God was using you, he started speaking to me. And so that's sort of how this thing works. And then the music is played and people, wherever they're listening to it at, you know, it touches them where they are and it's in the room where they are. So walk us through what God was doing with you when you begin to pen that song.
It's crazy because I was actually in the process of having my first child, RJ. My husband and I, this is our first baby. We thought we were going to have a natural birth. And, you know, I'm telling everybody, I'm doing this thing, no epidural. We're going to make it. We're going to do it. And here we are, 21 hours into labor, and they told me his heart rate kept dropping. And I had no other choice but to have a C-section. And, of course, I was scared out of my mind. I told my husband, I said, this is not what I planned. This is not what I want to do. So as I was getting wheeled into the operating room, I heard the Lord tell me I'm in the room. And I just began to hum, he's in the room. And I told my husband, I said, I have a song right now. And God will give me songs at the most random times in my life. I'm so serious. It literally was birthed through trouble, through confusion, through fear. But he also told me that he was in the room, and all of that was gone once I realized that God was with me. And so, of course, after I had my son, God blessed us with a beautiful son. And after that, I wrote the rest of the song, and here it is. Now it's completed. And every time I see my son, I'm reminded that I have victory, that I have peace, that I have joy. And no matter what your circumstance looks like, you're going to get through it, and you're going to make it. Why? Because you have Jesus. And as long as we acknowledge him and we confess him as our Lord and Savior, he's going to show up every time we call him. And so that's where that song is in the room came from.
Amen. You know, let me say this right now, quick disclaimer. And so for the pastors that are listening to this program right now, I want you all to bless this young lady. Now, God has never had me to do this any other time on this program, but he's asking me to do it now, because praise and worshipers all over the world will be singing your song. Right.
Wow.
Now, we know that praise and worshipers and praise teams, they're going to sing this song. But what I'm saying here is, and what God is asking me to say to some of these pastors, is that to bring you, Sheena Wilson,
Williams,
because you've got two double. You feel me?
Yeah.
So bring you from time to time. To these different conferences and these different things that they're having, and allow you to be blessed, because you know you are the orator and the creator and the originator of the song that God gave you. So rather than have somebody else sing your stuff from this, that's okay, but to bring you, to use you. And so God wants to open those doors for you. So I'm just saying that. Sheena Wilson, come on, I got to get your name correct. Sheena Wilson Williams, there it is. There it is.
Yes.
So explain that to me. Let's talk about that. Sheena, so is that your mate named Wilson?
Yes. You know, I did the first two albums under my maiden name, of course, Sheena Wilson. And so I received a huge response to that, and I wanted people to recognize I'm the same individual. And so I had songs like Give Me You, which a lot of churches have sang, and they don't know who the young lady is. So I bridged the gap, and we made it Sheena Wilson Williams, because I wanted to honor my husband. You know, my father has taken care of me for 30 years, and then my husband came along, and he's been doing a great job, and so I just wanted to honor him and make sure people acknowledge the Wilson and the Williams. So, yeah, that's kind of where that came from. I wanted to just keep my maiden name and my new name, my married name.
Gotcha. Because, you know, when I first saw it, I thought maybe there was a typo. You know, I said, well, the publicist and the publicist has messed up another one. Because I had not heard of you before. I apologize, you know, but
okay.
But I looked at that and said, that can't be right. So, but,
you know, I go so, everywhere in my doctor's office. They're like, okay, the Wilson was Williams. I'm like, you spoke. You know, just bridging together, Shayna Wilson Williams. It kind of once you get used to it, it's really fast.
Yeah.
You know, it rolls off the tongue.
Hey, it's marketable, so I tell you what, we're going to have to get used to it. Amen, somebody. We're going to have to get used to it. You have arrived. You have arrived, I'm telling you. So tell us more about this CD project and what we can expect from it.
I have my new album, Everlasting. God gave me the title. When I was just thinking about my life over the last 6 years since I released my second album, and I noticed that things have changed in my life. And I've become a mother, I've become a wife, friends have come and go, I've learned different things, I've been connected to new people, but the one thing that has been constant in my life has been God. And so he reminded me of the scripture that he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And all of that means just an everlasting God. So I wanted to name this CD Everlasting. And it's really a testimony of God's faithfulness and his grace and his love towards us. And so when people hear this album, they're going to be blessed. I know it for sure, because when I play it back to myself, I just listen and I'm in the presence of God. And there's so many tracks that are, you know, the unified sound that churches can sing, or you can sing in your car by yourself, or you can sing with your kids. And my 2-year-old, he sings every song. And so I know if he can catch it, the world will be able to catch it as well. So it's going to be a blessing to the church, the body of Christ, and I'm so excited for them to hear it when it comes out.
Amen. I'm excited just listening to it and just hearing how your relationship with God is just continuously growing and growing and growing. In the last 3 minutes that I have remaining as a worship leader, can you talk to the listeners about the importance of being at praise and worship on church? You know, those individuals who are fashionably late, not the people who are late because they really have a legitimate reason, but they just miss out on praise and worship and they just have no excuse.
Yeah.
What say you to them?
You know, I always tell people at church, I'm trying to word this really good so that the people are not offended. But
just make it plain. Just tell them. Don't cut no. Yeah.
When you go to your job and you're late, they're going to dock you, and you have to look at your spiritual walk like that. Praise and worship is like the appetizer. You get full at dinner, and you're able to keep your dinner for the rest of the week. So praise and worship will give you that appetizer. So when you hear the word of God, you're able to last the rest of the week. So don't miss out on the appetizer because you eat your dinner and you're still hungry. And so I think that praise and worship will get you full enough to where when you hear the word, everything that you process and everything that you take in, it'll be able to last you through the week because you're already full. And so I think it's very important for you to. And also I think it's a therapy. You know, when you miss praise and worship, you kind of rush in and you kind of eat the word of God and trying to take it in, but it's kind of like your body is like, hey, now I just rushed here. I just got here. Now you want me to process this entire word? So when you're in praise and worship, you kind of release everything that you've been holding on to. You kind of release the people that have tried to mess up your whole week, and you kind of give it over to God and you let him deal with you through praise and worship. And so it's a moment for you to, you know, take out your toxins and to release everything that's been on your back and give God everything so that he can deposit his spirit into you. It's a good transfer that happens in worship. So make sure that you're in your worship service. It's so important that you gain that relationship with God. He reveals himself deeper and on a deeper level when you just worship him and you acknowledge his presence. And there's nothing like being in the presence of God with the other body of believers. You never know what people are releasing in the atmosphere. When you may be saying, God, give me more patience, you never know your neighbor next to you saying, God, give me more favor. And here you are, you receive the favor and patience because you're in that body of this, of that atmosphere of releasing favor in the things of God. So it's important that you make sure you get to the praise and worship service part of your service.
Amen. I couldn't have put it better myself. The one and only Shayna Wilson Williams. See, I got it. I told you it only took me a couple of minutes. I got it now. Hey, where can the listeners find out more information about you and your project, Everlasting?
Well, they can find me on my website at ShaynaWilson.com. It's just ShaynaWilson.com for my website, but I'm on all social media networks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope even, no MySpace, you know, that's gone. But I'm on all of those sites at Shayna Wilson Williams. So just hit me up, let me know that you heard it, but actually know that you heard it. Excited about It's in the Room and my new CD, Everlasting.
Amen. Hey, listen, thank you so much for spending this time with us on Real Gospel, and I have no doubt that you will be back.
Yes, I can't wait. Thank you so much, Esther, for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.